Hello, Chicago, and welcome to a special edition of the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. It's an interview with Jeff Marks of the Jeff Committee, new changes to the Jeff Awards. Please enjoy.
Hello, this is Tom Williams, and today I am a news reporter. I am here with Jeff Marks from the Jeff Committee because there's been a number of major changes in the Jeff Committee that I thought I'd get Jeff on to explain to everybody. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Tom. Glad to be here.
All right. Tell us about some of the changes you've made in the Jeff Committee and how it's going to, you know, and how you came about these changes.
Sure. We were very fortunate to have a very well-known public relation and audit firm pro bono donate to us the opportunity to conduct a brand audit. Now, I didn't really know what a brand audit was. I think I heard something about it in business school 30 years ago. But we did take advantage of this very kind offer, which was done by Patricia Hyman and Associates and Peak Communications. And what they did was they started by contacting about 20, 30 artistic directors, both equity and non-equity theaters, and asking them specific pointed questions concerning the state of Chicago theater, the Jeff Awards, how the Jeff Awards were perceived to fit into the expanding and changing Chicago theater community, and what they felt that the strengths and weaknesses would be for the Jeff Awards. As a result of the preliminary information that we came out from the brand audit, we then shared with the complete Chicago theater community some of the ideas that were expressed in the brand audit. And we're talking now in the summer of 2007. And we sent out ideas to all of the theaters asking for their responses and additional ideas. As a result of some of the basic things that came out of the brand audit, there were some questions about not only for the Jeff Awards people to address themselves, but there were some things that the theater community felt that we should address right away. Some of the suggestions were that we would address ourselves is how we could further the promotion of Chicago theater, not wanting to step on any specific promotion tools that maybe the league was thinking about doing, League of Chicago Theaters, but how we could help Chicago theater promotion ourselves. Some other things were some strategic planning ideas, and that's internal questions. One of the major things that came up was eliminating the words equity and citation as the designated two wings. Equity wing would be the equity theaters. And we were previously using the word citation for both the wing for non-equity and the name of the award. And it was a strong request that we eliminate the word citation and go to the word non-equity, and that the awards given both of the wings would be awards. That, for us, required us to go and contact every single non-equity and equity theater and consultation with not only the theaters, but Actors Equity, and then sending our own survey out and asking for responses. And we got tremendous number of responses, almost unanimously asking that we go ahead and follow up on that brand audit request, which would be to eliminate the word citation. And we did do exactly that. The other request was to try to limit the number of awards in the non-equity wing to single winners. And we were pushing towards that, I think, anyway, but we have now taken that on. And generally, unless there's a tie, statistical tie, there will only be one winner in each of the categories.
Well, that's major change, and right. I tend to agree with that.
I think the other thing was concerning the Jeff Awards logo. We had had a logo for 38 years, which many of your listeners may be familiar with. We have now, with a donation from a graphic artist firm, we're able to get a new modern logo, which is currently up, and you can see that out on our website, jeffawards.org. You can also see it at every theater that have Jeff recommended show running or any of the new awards that have come out. It's really been very prominent, and people can see that, and it's gotten a very, very positive response.
Yeah, it's real slick and very modern, yeah.
The other thing that was something very interesting in the brand audit was from the equity theaters about the concept of tiering, T-I-E-R, the awards into large theaters and mid-sized theaters. When we received the audit results concerning that subject, we then embarked on a complete nationwide search of all awards programs. As your listeners may or may not know, most of the theater award programs across the nation do have multiple tier award categories based upon either seat size or budget size or some other combination of things. And as a result of looking throughout the whole nation and seeing what was working and not working, we made a preliminary proposal to divide the Chicago area equity theaters into two tiers. And that would be large, based upon budget, and then a mid-size with a cutoff line somewhere in there to designate the two tier sizes. Now, when we did the first preliminary idea of this, we then sent the proposal to every single theater and every single Jeff Award nominee over the last few years. Had a tremendous number of responses back concerning this. And as a result of the fine-tuning and comments from everybody, we decided to only have a certain number of categories that would be in the tier portion. The rest of the categories would be an open competition between both large and mid-sized theaters without regards to their tier.
Great. That's a major improvement, and it's led to, in some categories, you have like 6 and 7 nominees, which is exciting because you're now completely recognizing just about everybody who's had a great performance.
So the shows that or the categories that are in the new two-tier Jeff Awards, which beginning this year, in these categories there are two tiers, which would be production play, production musical, production review, and then the technicals of scenic design, costume design, lighting design, and sound design. All the rest of the other categories remain in one competitive category, regardless of the theater size. And that means, particularly, I think, for the Chicago theaters, is that the acting, particularly the acting categories, are competitive. So whether you're in a storefront theater with 32 seats or you're in the major large theater with 5,000 people watching, you are competing against each other in the acting categories. So those single-tier awards would be in the all-acting categories, ensemble, which is a very important category here in Chicago, and then the direction category, choreography, music direction, new work or new adaptation, original incidental music, and then the artistic specializations, which we often recognize like fight category or wigs or makeup, or those various things that we kind of keep an eye out for.
Great. Would it take too long to maybe mention some of the who's in the groups?
Sure. Just in alphabetical order, the large tiers are Black Ensemble Theater, Chicago Shakespeare Theater, Court Theater, Drury Lane Oakbrook, Drury Lane Water Tower Place, the Goodman Theater, Looking Glass Theater Company, Marriott Theater, Northlight Theater, the Second City, Second City ETC, Steppenwolf Theater Company, Theater at the Center in Munster, Victory Gardens Theater, and Writers Theater.
Okay.
In the mid-size theater category, again, for those categories that it applies to, we have, alphabetically, A Red Orchid, About Face Theater, American Theater Company, Apple Tree Theater, The Artistic Home, Bailiwick Repertory Theater, Chicago Dramatists, Collaboration Theater Company, Congo Square Theater Company, First Folio Shakespeare Festival, The Gift Theater, Light Opera Works, Next Theater, Oak Park Festival Theater, Piven Theater, Porchlight Music Theater Chicago, Provision Theater Company, Remy Bumpo Theater, Rivendell Theater Ensemble, Shaughnessy Theater Company, Shattered Globe Theater, Silk Road Theater Project, Teatro Vista Theater with a View, Theater Wit, Timeline Theater, and Tuta Theater Chicago.
Wow, that's quite a list. This is major changes, and the response that I've been hearing around town is very, very favorable for this. So,
well, again, it was at the request of the theater community to do this, so you would expect to have high...
Well, sometimes, you know, there's always some people that complain, but I haven't heard a complaint yet. Everybody thinks this is great because it makes sense, particularly when you're the mid-sized theater and you're going against people with major, major big budgets. There was a kind of a problem with that, and although the little theaters in the last few years were beating them out on a lot of things, but I just think this is a very smart, modern thing that you guys have done.
So, now, some of the other things that came about as a result of the brand audit, I'm sure most of your listeners and people even across the country are aware that the Jeff Awards has decided to, in conjunction with HMS Media, to start a Chicago theater TV project. This idea is that we would... have 13 TV episodes focusing in on 40 theater companies, and then, of course, expanding out from as a result of contacting and filming of 40 theater companies into various artists, actors, technical people, directors, writers, playwrights. And it would be then 13 episodes with 40 theater companies. It would run on public TV, very similar to the Dance Chicago series that HMS Media had done a couple of years ago, which started out first in Chicago public TV and then went nationwide. And we would do the same thing, I think, for the Chicago theater community, start out locally with these episodes and then have it run nationwide. We did a little bit of an interview from last Jeff Awards ceremony, which you can see a little compilation at the Jeff Awards website at jeffawards.org, and go to the Chicago Theater Project link, and you can click on there and watch about a 12-13 minute little promotion of this with interviews from all famous people from all over the Chicago area and outside who have a lot of nice things to say about Chicago theater. We will do a little more filming at the October 20th, 2008 Jeff Awards ceremony at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. And then hopefully we could start full filming and editing of the series starting next year in 2009.
Wow. So that's going to be on PBS?
That'll start out on PBS and then go nationwide.
Wow. You got to be excited about this.
Very exciting. And I think that helps with the promotion of what a very unique Chicago theater community.
Great. And you're going to have the dates and times when it's on the website.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that is major news, and you personally are involved, one of the coordinators of this, aren't you?
Well, I think everybody takes credit on a successful program. That's how I look at it.
Okay, and the Jeff Committee is to be congratulated for that, because that's, besides giving awards and recognizing, this is going to be a major promotional tool for Chicago theater.
I think so too.
Yeah, great. What else do we have?
Well, I think something else from the brand audit was there were a number of people who just were not sure who the Jeff judges are. I mean, they know that there are Jeff judges that attend opening nights. They know there are Jeff judges that go to the show after it becomes Jeff recommended, but they aren't really sure who the Jeff judges are. And so as a result, we did a little survey of who the Jeff judges are. And I just want to share with your listeners some of this.
This sounds interesting.
Of course, you probably know that there are about 50 men and women with theater backgrounds who are on the Jeff Awards Committee judging all of these theater shows. The Jeff judges, I'll give you some of the categories and the percentages. I think you'll be very, very surprised.
Okay.
They are stage directors, 56%.
Wow.
Performers, 61%. Produced playwrights, 29%. Theater producers, 34%. Theater educators, 57%. Theater board members, 48%. Scenic designers, 23%. Published theater critics, 18%. It used to be higher when a number of the other theater critics around town were on the Jeff Awards.
No, it didn't even be that high.
Yes, it was much higher. Musicians, 21%. Dialect coaches, 14%. Costume designers, 13%. stage managers, 25%, and every other theater position imaginable. Every Jeff Judge sees up to 150 productions per year.
That's amazing.
That's averaging about three a week. You know, just being on the Jeff Awards Committee just for a couple of years, you end up seeing thousands of shows. I think the other thing is the Jeff Judges in age ranges range from their 20s into their 70s. I know some of them, I've heard many times actors say, oh, those Jeff Judges, there must be 90 years old, and they don't get current theater. Well, that's the total opposite. The Jeff Judges are young, vibrant, and very current on what is happening in the Chicago in theater all across the world. What I like to say is what every Jeff Judge has in common is, one, their love of Chicago theater, and number two, their ability to recognize excellence. All Jeff Judges continue to go through regular working theater professional discussion groups and lectures, and are always striving to sharpen their judging skills.
Very good. And it's been my experience that you guys get it right. Yeah. Anyone just has to go on the website and look at the categories coming up on the 20th and seeing that some of them are so hard to pick. I mean, everybody deserves to win. So that means you're getting it right. And it's been my experience that in talking to different members of the Jeff Committee, and I see them at plays, you know, you get to know who the people are. They are so knowledgeable. Wow. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I think that, again, you make a good point in looking at the nomination list. There's no doubt that, as we all say, the cream rises to the top. Yep. It's very... I don't want to say easy, but it's clear that what is excellence is easily recognized by everybody, and those are the ones that often make it to the nomination. I always feel bad for when we have five nominees and the person who's number six. You imagine how close they were.
Yeah.
You know, but really, it's just certainly to be nominated is really the big thing.
And just one little thing to point out, I know it's not true in some of the other cities that have awards, is people, in order to vote, they have to see the production.
Absolutely.
And as basic as you would think that's a given, that's not true in some cities. You're on the committee, you can vote.
It's not true in the Tony Awards, so yes.
Yeah.
There's one other event, as I mentioned before, we're trying to do a lot to promote Chicago theater. Since kind of almost by default falling to us, but we also have the energy to do it. We have decided to work with the City of Chicago, and we have an 40th anniversary exhibit that's opening on October 22nd over at the Gallery 37 location at 72 East Randolph. And we will be presenting starting on October 22nd, which is right after the October 20th Jeff Awards.
It's the Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah. Starting then, and we're presenting an exhibit celebrating four decades, because this is the 40th anniversary for us, of Chicago theater, and this will be a timeline of 40 years of production. Recipients will be showing banners, photos, memorabilia, set designs, costume designs, posters, videos, all sorts of things. A number of Chicago area theaters have contributed objects and photos for the tribute, and it's a wonderful thing for the Chicago theater community.
Well, I didn't know about that. I'm definitely got to get down there. See, I love those kind of things.
Exhibit is free, open to the public, and we'll start running on Tuesdays through Sundays during the day.
Great.
And you can get more information at our website, jeffawards.org.
Wow. Other than all of this, and seeing three shows or four shows a week, it's amazing.
Well, we do have a love of Chicago theater, and we truly enjoy being able to promote and help Chicago theater.
Wow, thank you. Have we covered it all? I mean, my God, we've covered a lot.
Those are the things I'm ready to announce now.
Okay, great. And from the look on Jeff's face, he's got more. But stay tuned, folks. When it comes out, we'll get it here. Thank you, Jeff, so much. And, folks, if you haven't got a ticket yet, get to the 40th anniversary, the Equity, which is out at in Skokie, right, at the
North Shore Center for
Performing Arts. It's Monday night, the 20th of October.
Right. Go to the website. Yeah. You can get the arrangements and information right there.
And it is an outstanding. It's so well produced every year.
It will be a very special awards program this year, directed by Michael Weber. We have lots of great surprises, which I'm just not ready to announce.
Oh.
But I would recommend people go ahead and get those tickets and go to the website. You'll see all the information.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Tom.
And thank you, folks.